Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we're going to be watching the second part of the two-part Heir Apparent. We have just seen that Korag was actually Udonna's husband. Whoa. All right, so let's see what happens from here. So we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1, go. Heir Apparent Part 2 was the 23rd episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on on August 11th, 2006, written by Jackie Marchan and directed by Jonathan Braw. Or whatever his last name is pronounced. Although I don't know why I felt the need to tell you all, guys, what happened last time, because I think we're about to get a recap right about now. Last time on Power Rangers Mystic Force. Hey, I was right! Maybe one day we could be as good as Liam Bell. I'm sorry, Udonna. I told Chip about your husband. Someone want to fill us in?
If you cast a spell from this book, you will lose all your magic.
There is no other way.
Explain, but it's true.
Well, it's a happy thing going on here in the lair of the bad guys.
Liambo survived, but not Solaris Knight.
The things I do. Ooh, just lucky.
I mean, really.
Thanks, Gingy. But trust me, that was more unpleasant for me than it was for you.
Yeah, that's probably true. Now, what are we gonna do?
Got to find the Rangers. I'm afraid this whole thing is part of Imperius's evil plan.
Okay, let's get out of this place. It just gives me the creeps.
I thought the cats like sand.
Don't be such a wise guy.
No, isn't that the same place the Rangers had to go through to get to the Council of Magic or whatever it was called? Oh, that was cool.
Confused by what's going on here?
Yeah, I'm a little mixed up.
A little bit.
Myself.
Let me get this straight. Liambo was Korag, and Korag was Liambo, and one of them, or both of them, just saved our lives.
No, wait. This is the same guy who's been trying to toast us for months. How can we trust it's really Liambo?
You're right. I don't blame you for not trusting me.
I trust you. I know it's you. What happened?
My tale is so incredible, I'm not sure I believe it myself.
Please explain.
It happened.
They all sit.
The Great War.
You closed the gates to the underworld. And we all thought you were gone forever.
Yes. But that's when the story just begins. My plan had worked. And the Master was sinking down into the depths. But he used the last of his dark magic to take me with him. And turn me into Korag. The Night Wolf. His most obedient soldier.
Master.
I had no memory of my previous life. Everything I did was for the Master.
But you remember now.
It must have been the virus that infected my Titan mode. It began to break the memory spell.
Then you must remember how many times you tried to destroy us. And Udonna, even your own wife. You almost destroyed her. Then stole her snow staff. Does that ring any bells?
Yes. I remember it all. And I cannot tell you all how sorry I am.
It's funny listening to him say destroy instead of kill.
No one could withstand the full power of the Master's dark magic.
If there was any way you could forgive me. All of you.
Maybe a hug?
A Of course I...
Donna! Uh-oh.
You're injured.
I used the Book of Dark Magic to get to the underworld. I'm afraid I'm as vulnerable as any human now.
You shouldn't have done that.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
I'm sending you back to Root Core.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to lose you again.
You're in no condition to fight.
For once we agree. Send her.
Well, that was easy. This does not bode well for Liambo.
I always knew you couldn't be trusted. Come, you have an appointment with a master.
Oh, now this has a little bit more meaning in the Sentai because keep in mind that all of these guys are actually family. And they recognize Liambo as their dad. Oh, that didn't work. You got that legendary mode, right? Oh, didn't they take that? Oh, good timing. Where'd he get a horse? Did they all just leave? Okay, they disappeared.
What a pest you are. And you're a disgrace to Lianbo's memory and his teachings. Fine. If you're still Lianbo's good little student, then let's settle things his way. I challenge you to a bound battle. But this time it won't be training. It will be the real thing. Challenge accepted.
Dude, you were losing to the Red Ranger. Uh-oh, I think he is.
Welcome back, Korak.
That was almost very, Darth Vader. What is thy bidding, my master?
Agreed.
But of course.
Oh, he's gonna cheat.
Combatants, prepare for battle.
Ancient mystic mode.
Ancient mystic mode. We'll just get you chained up. Bring on the chain. Aha. In this corner, the noble Daggeron. And in this corner, the traitor known as Kalendor, aka Imperius. Let the bound battle begin.
I think this is Sentai. Although it's hard to tell. Where are the Rangers, meanwhile?
I can't believe Liambo.
Here we go.
I got this one.
Nick, wait.
What are you doing? We can't use the Manticore, but I can still make a Megazord.
Okay. Unizord? Oh, that's not gonna work.
Over here.
Wonder if there's some way to combine them all. Mystic Force Mega Unizord. The irony of that statement. Get up and fight. Uh-oh.
No. Udonna, you need to rest, please.
On your feet.
No. They've turned him back to Korag.
Korag, I knew you were.
Let this be our last fight.
Oh, good light guy versus dark guy. Wow, really? Wow, he was, like, unbeatable. Meanwhile, all the way back down there. Ew, what is this?
Legend warrior power worked. The master is rising.
Oh no. Ooh. Oh. Where are the others? Finally. It's starting to rain. At least over there where the other guys are.
Is that all you've got?
Hardly.
Oh,
they're a pretty even match.
Like they can anticipate each other's moves.
Till there.
You don't have a chance without your sword. Now, pick it up. I won't fight an unarmed opponent.
You got it!
You're too angry. You must learn to control your emotions.
There were so many times you could have destroyed us and you didn't. Tell me why!
I know why. Because there's a part of him that is still good.
Part that's still Lianba.
Oh! Guess that makes sense. Sort of. Hey! Uh-oh, cheating. Aw, cheater. Didn't see that coming.
Hey, you cheated!
Of course I did. Do you think I care about fighting with honor? That is for fools like you and Lianbo.
You've learned nothing from him. I'd rather die with honor than live without it.
So be it!
Not again! Ooh! Oh, I thought he was going to get him with the sword. Oh! 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 He's actually gone? Sweet, maybe?
The Master has control over Lianbo again. Either my husband will destroy the Rangers, or they will destroy him. All is truly lost.
Don't talk like that. You were the one who said that if you believe in magic, then anything is possible.
But my magic is gone.
You may not be a sorceress anymore, but you will always be magical.
Oh, she remembers the blanket.
This blanket? Where did you get it?
From Nick's backpack. I'm sure he won't mind if we borrow it.
Wait, where are you going?
I do believe. I believe in magic.
Oh, we got good news. Again, why aren't the others helping? That was very weirdly awkward.
Lianbo exists only in memory. I am Korak now and forever.
Wow, that is one floppy sword. Oh!
You have fought with honor, but now the battle is over. Since you have proven to be a worthy opponent, I will grant you a swift end.
Lianbo, stop! Don't do it!
How did she sneak up on them all? Whoa!
Your child. Our child. What
are you saying?
You were with me all along and I never knew. It's truly magical.
Wow, it's even more Darth Vader than I realized. It worked!
I thought my family reunions were weird.
I am your mother. It's true, Nick. I knew there was a reason you came to Briarwood. It was to fulfill your destiny. The greatest wizard of them all.
Okay.
It's gonna take a little while getting used to.
Oh, something else has happened.
Come on, Rangers!
No!
This is my battle. I must finish what I started.
Wait, what? No, no, you just got back! Really?
No, it can't be.
By the power of Grayskull.
I summon the power of good magic. Mr. Force,
None of the strike is hitting. Oh, the legendary powers is coming back. Yep.
A legend warrior powers. They're back.
But Leonbo's gone.
Imperius may be gone, but his departure is just the beginning of our journey. Your father said many times.
Wait. You're telling me this like I care about him. Please.
You should.
He may have been my father, but I just spent the last few months stopping him from destroying the world.
And the world would have been destroyed
and
if he
tell
hadn't.
Him.
Oh. She's so happy.
Everyone happy and enjoying the day. But Bowen, didn't I ask you to clean this place up?
This is just great. Finally find my real mom, and 2 seconds later, I'm getting chores.
Yes, you are. I want this place clean before your father comes home.
I think I'll go feed Fireheart.
What?
Mom?
Coming home. Don't be ridiculous. Of course he is. No, I have not lost my senses. If you'd asked me yesterday, I would have given you a different answer. Yesterday, I thought that both you and Leonbo were lost forever. But I'd forgotten that magic works in many ways. Not just waving a wand, but also in ways of the heart. So yes, I don't know how or when, but Leonbo will be coming home. Now, clean up this room.
Once again, we have a very easy transition into a new normal. Well, did someone just say was there a credit for the voice of the master? Did he have a voice? Maybe he was growling. I didn't remember. Okay, so that was two episodes full of a lot of revelations. I can't wait to see what happens next time. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. Until then, please be careful. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.